Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The Iowa Supreme Court has ruled the Attorney General's office can go ahead with a lawsuit against TikTok. Attorney General Brenna Byrd sued the social media company 2 years ago, claiming the app's age rating does not fit the graphic content available to kids. A lower court judge denied the company's motion to dismiss the lawsuit. TikTok appealed to the Iowa Supreme Court, arguing in part the state does not have jurisdiction over the company. The justices disagreed in a unanimous opinion last week. They said by doing business in Iowa, TikTok must answer claims of misconduct in court. Iowa House Democrats are proposing more funding and new tax credits aimed at encouraging farmers to adopt practices that improve water quality. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sostarek reports.
House Democrats are proposing tripling funding for the nutrient reduction strategy. They're also calling for two new tax credits for farmers who implement water quality practices. They're not proposing new water quality regulations. Democratic Representative Austin Baith of Des Moines says water pollution is contributing to Iowa's high cancer rates.
This is our starting point to try to have everybody meet in the middle in a bold and unified response. Because right now the status quo has been folks putting their head in the sand and ignoring the problem.
House Speaker Pat Grassley says state officials should do more to tell the story of existing water quality efforts. I'm Katerina Sestarek, IPR News.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is back from a 5-day trip visiting Iowa service members deployed in the Middle East as part of Operation Inherent Resolve. Reynolds' office says she and Iowa National Guard Adjutant General Stephen Osborne went to Syria, Jordan, Iraq, and Kuwait. Nearly 1,800 Iowa National Guard members are deployed in the region. Two Iowa Guard members were killed last month in an attack in Syria. Reynolds said in a statement that it was an honor to visit deployed soldiers and to personally thank them for their service. Three Democratic frontrunners in Illinois' U.S. Senate race are for the first time facing off in a debate tonight. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal reports.
U.S. Reps Raja Krishnamoorthy and Robin Kelly, as well as Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton, will square off in a live debate co-hosted by WBEZ, the Chicago Sun-Times, the University of Chicago Institute of Politics, and International House. Stratton and Krishnamoorthy have clashed over TV ads and corporate PAC money. Voters can start casting ballots February 12th, with the primaries taking place March 17th. Other Democrats vying to replace retiring U.S. Senator Dick Durbin are Steve Botsford Jr., Kevin Ryan, and Jonathan Dean. The debate will air live at 6 p.m. on WBEZ and be live-streamed on the Sun-Times YouTube channel. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
And WVIK will air tonight's debate live from Chicago starting at 6 o'clock. A workshop series that helps Quad City residents learn home maintenance skills is back for a third year. The Moline Community Development Corporation is offering 5 workshops starting tonight through May, covering topics such as wiring outlets, plumbing, and pest control. Operations and Program Manager Crystal Crane says the first DIY session will focus on improving energy efficiency, such as identifying drafts and improving insulation.
And we also have another person coming in. His name is Ted Brown, and he is an independent contractor. He's going to talk about how to install smart thermostats and weather stripping as well.
She says all workshops run from 6 until 8:30 p.m. at the Butterworth Center. More information on tickets is online at molinecdc.org. This is WVIK News.